Hi, teacher friends. This is Lori from Melissa and Lori Love Literacy. Today, I'll be talking about dysgraphia. We discussed dysgraphia in episode 166 with Tiffany Hogan, where she goes deep into the topic of language comprehension. So what is dysgraphia? Dysgraphia is a type of developmental language disorder, or DLD. A recent mini-episode, explains developmental language disorders, DLD, in more detail. So be sure to listen to that super short, just a few minutes episode to learn more. DLD is a brain-based neurodevelopmental diversity, such as autism or dyslexia or dysgraphia. This brain variation makes it difficult to learn language from the environment. The American Speech Language Hearing Association defines dysgraphia as referring to difficulty with either language or spelling-based aspects of writing. Dysgraphia can occur alone or with other learning disabilities, and it affects pretty much all of the things we do related to reading, writing, speaking, and listening. Dysgraphia impairs letter writing by hand. That can affect things like learning to spell words, the speed of writing, spelling, word recognition, comprehension, and writing processes and products. The International Dyslexia Association shares, we can help students with dysgraphia by practicing letter formation. This might look like strengthening hand muscles by squeezing items like clay, connecting dots to make letters, or even tracing. Students also benefit from practicing automatic letter writing, such as the dictation of letters. We should provide students with dysgraphia explicit instruction in spelling. This includes phonics and vocabulary instruction, right? Connecting that to meaning. And of course, we want to teach writing strategies like writing structures, planning, revising, reviewing. And we want students to practice with different writing tasks and writing genres. So that's it. That's a little bit about dysgraphia. Hope it helps. Be sure to check out the show notes for lots of resources. Thanks for listening, literacy lovers. To stay connected with us, sign up for our email list at literacypodcast.com.
Just a quick reminder that the views and opinions expressed by the hosts and guests of the Melissa and Lori Love Literacy podcast are not necessarily the opinions of Great Minds PBC or its employees.
We appreciate you so much, and we're so glad you're here to learn with us.